Today's caller is looking for some tips on making a killer sales page. What is a sales page? It is a page that is selling an offer. You probably know this as a consumer. You're surfing around online and you come to a page that's trying to sell you something, you know, some kind of product or service. That is a sales page. There's a buy button. You know, everything about the page is designed to get you to click that buy button and follow through on your transaction. And so a killer sales page, a really good one, is one that converts well. You know, your number one goal with such a page, when you're designing it, when you're making it for your own offer, you know, your number one goal is to increase conversion and overcome the objections of anyone who looks at it, with interest yet skepticism, which if you think about it, that's how most of us feel when we are thinking of buying something. Like, we are interested, but we are also skeptical. And we're like, I've got these objections. It's the goal of the sales page, the job, the responsibility of the sales page to overcome those objections so that you feel good and happy, maybe even a little bit empowered to click that buy button. So our caller is looking for some tips. Let's give them some tips. And if you would like a sales page that converts better, I bet you can apply at least one of these right away and see some improvement. Detailed question and my answer coming up after the break.
Hey, this is Caleb from Buffalo. I found the show last year. I've been binging through the archives. Here's my question. I need to make a sales page, and I want it to convert really well. Are there any tips or best practices to achieve this goal? Also, I see a lot of templates out there. Is there anything wrong with using one? I'm not sure if you think it's better to start from scratch or, like, go with the tried and true. Thanks for your time and any advice you have.
All right. Thanks for the question. So I've got some tips here. I'm going to give you five tips. I'm going to go really quickly. All right. So five tips. And honestly, if you apply just one of these, one or two, let's say, you're going to see some real improvements. Okay. Tip number one, make the page easy to navigate. All right. Like, a cluttered or a confusing page can just turn off customers. So it's important to make your page easy to navigate, nice and smooth. Use some clear headings, use bullet points, use some white space. Just make it, you know, so simple to go through. It shouldn't be difficult to find the call to action. All right, I'm going to come back to the call to action in just a moment. But tip number two, use a clear and compelling headline. Headline is everything. If you're going to test anything on a sales page, test the headline. It's the most important variable. So the headline's the first thing people will see. Make it attention grabbing. Use action words. Focus on the benefits of your product or service. The headline is so, so important. Tip number three, social proof. Okay, social proof is a powerful way to build trust and credibility. Testimonials, reviews, case studies, endorsements of any kind, like anything that shows other people have had success with your product or service. And if you don't have those yet, offer some free samples. You know, perform your service for free for someone in exchange for a testimonial, you know, or at least an honest review, an honest endorsement. Super important, social proof. And number four, include a call to action. All right, I mentioned that. Call to action, that is a statement that encourages visitors to take a specific action, such as, buy now, you know, sign up for a free trial, hire me. Like, just make sure it's super clear and prominently displayed on the page. Now, last but not least, tip number five, use images and video. The visuals can help you make your sales page more engaging and memorable. So use high quality in images and videos, but use them sparingly. Like, don't overdo it. Everything needs to be there for a reason. But use these images and videos to showcase your product or service and help visitors understand how it works. Five tips for you there. I hope some of them are helpful. I'll put them all up on the notes page in case you missed something. SideHustleSchool.com/2199. That's for episode 2199. How about that? If you've got a question, SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Thanks for tuning in today. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.